Fetch me a golden waistband, place it round my servant's waist. Now, servant, you
another group after a while. Now we have a group here from the Elizabeth Cobb Junior High School in Tallahassee, and they were so big that we couldn't let them sit down. They couldn't sit down literally because there wasn't any place for them to sit. When Cecil Sharp came to collect folk songs in the southern Appalachian Mountains, a region covering some 100,000 miles, he found himself in a region in which singing was as common and almost as universal a practice as speaking. The songs you are about to hear belong to that tradition. When I Was Single, Erie Canal, and Old Black Joe.
Always tell you about
if you ever navigate on the Erie Canal.
great present luck.
We'll make room for 6 o'clock. So one more trip and away we go. Ride straight back to Buffalo.
And make room for these young people to sit down. And as they go off, here come, what do I see coming? Why, the Swedish dancers, of course, from Live Oak, Florida. Come along, the recreation department is responsible for this fine dance. Now, this is a time that I've waited a long time for. I'm glad the sun has gone under a cloud and that it's cool and breezy, because I know you thought that Cush was a legend, but he's not a legend at all. He's here very much in the flesh. Step right out there in the middle of the stage, Cush, while I introduce you. Now, the fiddle might have been considered an instrument of Satan for the destruction of young people by some folks, but we never have thought that, have we, Cush?
Oh, no.
No, sir. Cush's fiddle has been his friend and bosom companion since he was knee-high to a flea. He knows... how many songs do you know?
I have no idea.
He has no idea. Did you learn them out of a book?
Not a bit.
Where did you learn them?
Well, I couldn't say. They might be, none of my I don't play no record still.
No. Oh, no record. Cush, you told me one time, how you got your first fiddle.
Yes. My dad bought one.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of an old whack fiddle, you know. Oh, I'm talking over this. Suppose I swallow it.
I would. Don't you dare. Well, he really would make music if he swallowed it, wouldn't he?
Well, sometimes I'm hoarse and I can't sing much. And I tell you, I don't play no waltzing pieces at all. Because I was learning the girl one night how to waltz, and her daddy come in there and learned me how to march.
You want a chair?
And being the old man learned me how to march, I believe I'll play the walking blues.
Good, good.
Would you?
All right. Good, he's going to play the walking blues. You want a chair?
Instead of that, I can play the young'un's piece, old Jack Limberlegs. What about that?
Well, yeah, play old Jack Limberlegs first.
Play old Jack Limberlegs.
All right. Well, may I stand right here and hold this for you?
Well, either way.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Now look at them and catch them all out here. See them all out
there. Let's see now. I play old Jack Limberleg. That's the place for it?
That's my number.
Let's put it in the other pocket. Before I run off with
it. Don't you dare.
To sell some eggs. There I spied Jack Limberlegs. His limber legs and limber toes, the two black eyes and the teapot nose. Look a nigger I ever did see. He stood on the banks of Tennessee. His eyes were red and his gums was blue, and his nose was the flat of the bogan shoe. Oh, you talk about the hunting, but you ought to see mine. His humpback, bow-legged, crippled, and blind. She ain't good looking, dressed mighty fine. Maybe someday she'll be divine. Old Aunt Tucker's son-in-law, the biggest fool I ever saw. He wore his shirt outside of his coat and buttoned his breech up around his throat. My grandmama looked like she'd been chirping. Granddad, he wore a great long beard. It looked like his face was carved in stone. It looked like a goat, but he had no horn.
Funny.
You can't.
No, now you get them right in there.
Well, that's about all that.
All right.
Well,
the walking blues.
Walking blues, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I grieve by heel with a hog I lost this morning. I grieve by heel with a hog I lost this morning. I slipped and slid the hog I lost. It got me kicking out of white folks yard this morning, this evening, so soon. And I hung my bucket on the white folks gate this morning. And I hung my bucket on the white folks gate this morning. I hung my bucket on the white folks gate for to come along back about a half past eight this morning, this evening, so soon. But I had no mule and he wouldn't gee this morning. But I had no mule and he wouldn't gee this morning. Had no mule and he wouldn't gee, and I hit him on the head with the swing of a tree this morning, this evening, so soon. And I had no locks and he wouldn't haul this morning. And I had no locks and he wouldn't haul this morning. I had no locks and he wouldn't haul, and I cut him on the head with the crosscut saw this morning, this evening, so soon. And I had a little girl on a TJ line this morning. I had a little girl on a TJ line this morning. I had a little girl on a TJ line. I had no money, but I had a good time this morning. See you then, so soon. But I took her down to the peanut stand this morning. But I took her down to the peanut stand this morning. I took her down to the peanut stand. She got stuck on the peanut man this morning, this evening, so soon. Now, hello, gal, didn't cut no fool this morning. Now, hello, gal, didn't cut no fool this morning. Hello, gal, didn't cut no fool. Got knocked in the head like I done that mule this morning, this evening, so soon.
Wonderful, Kush. Let's give him a great big hand. And he'll be back to play some more for us on another program.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you bet. You're not going anywhere, are you?
Maybe not.
All righty. Well, you can put you right over there. All right. Now, what have we here? It seems to me that we might have some people here from our 50th state, do we? Or is it just Jacksonville? I believe it's just Jacksonville. Well, it is, to be sure. This dance celebrates Lay Day, the traditional island observance of May 1st. Another May Day celebration. Come right along, children. They are from the Lola M. Culver School of Jacksonville, the third grade. Was just fine. Have I got a little folk singer ready to step forward here and sing Running Bear? A little fifth grader from Jennings School.